Calling Dorothy Jane with eSystems South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. I have been pushing all the harder. I have expressed this in videos that you probably have not seen. But several have been put out in the last few days, and I've had several emails go to your dad, and he actually responded this time. One sentence responses, but at least it was a response. And I have made it very clear from the scripture that what he is doing is contrary to the commands of the Lord. It's contrary to what someone who proclaims to be a elder or teacher should know. And I would suggest that being that defiant is spitting in the face of the Lord. And I think that's clear. And I've made that very clear in the videos. And with all that clarity is also a very clear statement that I'm appealing as one sinner to another. As one fallen man to another fallen man, seeking mutual mercy, mutual grace, mutual forgiveness. Just simply saying, oh, it never happened, let's move along. No. We are called to reconcile. And I'm going to strive to do that. And for a long time, I've been kind of light. Well, the more I've studied the scripture, the more it's become very clear. I'm going to be public. I'm asking again for us to open the door of communications. Otherwise, from the passages in, obviously, Matthew 18 and Galatians 2 and 1 Timothy 5 that I have used in the recent videos, I'm going to follow through because I want to be obedient to the Lord, because I love my wife, because I love my children, and I'm going to follow through. Please, let's show love and mercy towards each other, forgiveness towards each other, and open the door of communications. I ask for it again. I love you.